first technology takeout. Massive email service outage Tuesday, left BlackBerry users out of luck for more than 9 hours. It's the second drop of the week, and it sparked chatter of cell phone mutiny and BlackBerry mutiny. Nick Bilton is back with us. He's lead writer for the Bits blog in the technology section of the New York Times. Nick, I am one of these disgruntled BlackBerry users. It was infuriating at first, and then after about 3 hours, liberating. Nobody from the show could reach me. I ate lunch.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure that certain people felt that way, but there was a lot of people that were pretty upset about what happened.
Do we have news of anybody who lost a deal or lost millions because they didn't get their email for 7 hours? I was envisioning that this could have really have been a problem.
There was a lot of chatter on Twitter of some bank executives that were pretty upset. I think they're very reliant on their BlackBerries. And then there was also some discussions and some news coverage about people in Hollywood and producers and things like that.
And the actual cause of the outage, is there a way to explain it without glazing over?
It was
over?
This very strange thing called human error.
Heard of that.
Yes. So what happened was the BlackBerry technicians were trying to update the messenger service on the BlackBerry, and in turn they ended up pushing the whole system down for about 9 hours.
So now BlackBerry has a major service quality problem.
Well, the problem is that it's such a huge infrastructure that when they do these fixes, it's as one computer scientist says, it's like changing the wheels on a car as it's going 60 miles an hour. And they went through the problem of trying to do that.
And the wheels came off.
And the wheels came off, exactly.
Nick Bilton from the New York Times Bits blog, thanks.
Thank you.
Everybody can recognize this song, right?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Forget how much all that stuff cost when this song was written in the 1800s or so. Since 1984, there's been people who've been tracking how much it costs every single year. We have Louise Story, the New York Times finance reporter, here to tell us about how much it would cost to give these 12 days of Christmas gifts this year.
Good morning. So it would cost $21,465.56 to give the 12 days of Christmas, which secretly I've always kind of wanted.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you do with
Wouldn't that be very romantic if the
what
singing
What would you do with the French hens?
You know, I could use the 5 golden rings. Now, speaking of
five
the golden
rings, but milkmaids? Where are you going to put the milkmaids?
Is there a price point for them?
Well, I'm figuring they show up.
And I don't have room in my apartment for lords dancing.
That would be a problem. But you know what's interesting about this is that it's actually a good way to track what's happening with inflation. So what PNC does, they're the ones who have tracked this, is they look at the prices every year. Over last year, it's up 1.8%. And when you compare that to inflation, inflation year over year in November was up 1.7%.
Oh, it's pretty accurate.
So you can pull out parts. You know, the golden rings are up. The prices of gold have been up a lot. Energy prices are up,
yeah.
Wages are down, except for some of these. The dancers, apparently, dancers' wages have gone up.
Wow, but the milkmaid's down. You can take a look at these this price index on our website, thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Louise.
My true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings.
I still say there's no price point for lords dancing, but Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here because he has sports gifts that he has in mind. He's Takeaway sports contributor. Ibrahim, you have Christmas holiday sports gifts.
So the idea behind this is that Sasha and Malia, the in the first family, wanted to give a sports gift for President Obama. So I thought that these could be some potential good ones. First off was the Yankees DVD of the 2009 World Series.
he's a Sox fan.
Yankees memorabilia was in high demand this year, especially the old stadium seats from the old Yankee Stadium. Those are going like hotcakes. They're actually the highest selling items on eBay this year is Yankees memorabilia. Also, the Martin Brodeur, who's breaking records in hockey. He's breaking records with appearances and in shutouts. So a signed puck by Martin Brodeur would be
a
great gift.
Yeah.
And then finally, Tiger Woods' Wii game. You can practice your swing with Tiger Woods' Wii game.
I'd rather practice Elin's swing. She's got a pretty good one.
All right, those are three gift ideas from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And now we do have to talk about one of sports bad boys. You've been talking about your top sports stories of 2009. We got to talk about a sports bad boy, and of course he has his own tag now.
Barbaric. Let that word resound from hill to hill,
and from mountain to mountain.
Of course, Senator Robert Byrd, barbaric. Who's he talking about?
He's talking about Michael Vick. Michael Vick was a disgraced former Atlanta Falcons quarterback. He was at one time the highest paid football player in the NFL, and he was an electrifying, fast quarterback. Now he's the current Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and he did almost 2 years for operating a dogfighting ring. There was concern when he got out that no team would want him. So we spent a lot of time this year wondering who's going to want Vic, where is he going to go? Who's going to want Vic, where is he going to go? Now you could say that Michael Vick is on his way to football redemption. He's with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're on a hot streak, and they could be one of the teams that's a sleeper to win the Super Bowl.
What would happen if Michael Vick, after all the disgrace, became a Super Bowl champion?
It would be an excellent, excellent Saturday, you know, morning special movie type of thing.
It would keep Ibrahim working for a long time.
it would do that. And you've been one of his, I want to say sort of one of his supporters through all this.
I think that you do the time that you've been allotted. He's been remorseful throughout that whole process. And him coming back would be excellent, I think, for football and for him as well. And for people that have done things and been able to bounce back from them, that's what it's about. It's about the ability to bounce back. That's the Michael Vick story.
Well, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, for those of us who are Senate watchers, that tape of Senator Robert Byrd, the longest-serving member of Congress, calling Michael Vick barbaric, was a gift to us. And it'll be golden every single time we talk about Michael Vick from here to eternity. I promise you that. The Senate has just passed President Obama's health overhaul, extending medical insurance to more
they're
than
30, going home.
30 million Americans. Well, they're heading for the jet planes. They've got what's called jet fume fever. They cast that vote, and they're headed home. No doubt about it. Well, having more doctors, speaking of the healthcare debate, having more doctors sounds like a great idea to long waits and not being able to get enough tests or a doctor's appointment. But is it the best thing for the healthcare system? Is it the best thing for costs? We're going to be talking about that very issue in just a few minutes.